Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where we give you that shot in the arm of business building goodness every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to choose the right payment processor for your website. There are so many choices out there, but you need to make sure you choose the right one for your business. Today, we're going to go over the options we recommend for collecting payments, giving you the advantages, the disadvantages, so you can choose the right one for you. Time is money, guys, so let's get down to business. All right, let me frame this conversation and this lesson so you know what I'm talking about when I say your payment processor. Now, when you're setting up a website and you're going to be collecting payments on your website, that could be for anything. It could be for a physical good, it could be for an ebook, it could be for a membership site, whatever it is, you're going to need to collect payment. Got to be a way to be able to charge somebody's credit card. And you need to be able to take that money from their credit card and obviously get deposited in your bank account at some point in that process. Back in the day, you would have to actually open something called a merchant account in an actual bank. And there was a lot of paperwork and approvals, and they would have to charge you a whole bunch of money. And it wasn't easy. And when I say back in the day, we're talking about maybe just 10 years ago. But it's so easy to accept payments online now. And there's so many choices out there, but we are going to present to you the choices we recommend as credible choices. Most of these we've used before, some of them we haven't, but we want to show you the options out there. Now, when I say payment processor, I'm talking about like PayPal, Stripe, these products that actually charge you a fee in order to accept credit cards and be able to deposit those charges into your bank account. Now, before we get into the pros and cons of all the choices we recommend, we want to talk about what to look for, because you need to know what's good for your business or your website. Some work perfectly for your website and some won't work so good. So make sure you know what you're looking for. And some of the things you need to consider are these. Number one, what are you selling? Are you selling a actual physical good that needs to be delivered in the mail? Are you selling a soft product like an ebook? Are you selling a membership fee so people have to pay a certain amount of money so they can have access to certain areas in your website? This is important because let's say, for example, you're running a membership site. You're probably using WordPress and a software, a plugin that will allow you to have members or a membership type format in your website. You got to take a look at that plugin and see, is it compatible with the payment processor you want to use? Most of the major plugins are compatible with the ones we talk about today, but some are not, so you got to make sure. That's a consideration. That's one of the considerations we had when we started the $100 MBA. But say, for example, you're selling an ebook on your website, you're self-publishing. How are you going to deliver that ebook in an efficient way, in a secure way, to make sure that the person that actually buys from you, not only do you collect payment, but you actually deliver the product? Do you have a system on your website, or do you need your payment processor to do that as well? So first thing to consider, make sure that you know what you're selling. What is it, a product, is it a service? How are you going to deliver that product? And see if your payment processor is congruent with that. The second thing is you need to look at your volume. How much money do you think you're going to be charging every month or even just every year? This is going to dictate which payment processor is a better choice financially, because some of them are a good value if you have a low volume and some of them are a good value if you have high volume. You also have to take a look at your location. If you're not in the US or the UK or some other Western country, some of these payment processors won't work with those banks located in other countries. All right, let's take a look at some of the choices you have. Let's start with the most popular one, the most tried and true one that everybody kind of knows, and that's PayPal. So PayPal has a standard fee of 2.9% on any transaction. So say, for example, your product's $100, then they're going to charge you $2.90 just automatically. That's 2.9 off that charge, and then plus 30 cents on each sale. So if you have a $100 product, in this case, PayPal would take $3.20 if you have a $100 product, because it's 2.9 plus 30 cents per sale. That's what they charge. Now, this is for what's called PayPal Standard. This is accepting payment via PayPal. Now, there's a lot of confusion with PayPal. People feel like if I don't have a PayPal account, then I won't be able to check out using PayPal. But in fact, you can check out with a credit card via PayPal, but make sure that's clear to your customers, because a lot of people feel like, oh, the only choice is PayPal. I don't have a PayPal account. How am I supposed to buy this? All I have is a credit card or a debit card. So PayPal will allow people to check out as a guest and just use their credit card information. They don't have to have a PayPal account. But make sure that's clear to your customers. Sometimes there's a lot of confusion with that. PayPal also has another level called Payments Pro. They keep changing the name, but that's what it's called right now. And it's the same rate, 2.9 plus 30 cents per sale, But you have to pay $30 a month in addition. So it's a monthly fee of $30. But in this case, people can just fill out a credit card form on your site and they can check out with PayPal or just straight up put their credit card into the form and that's that. You can also charge credit cards in person, like with a swipe. They can give you a swipe thing that you can plug into your computer. You can actually key in the numbers of the credit card manually if you're taking like a phone order or something like that. So they do have a pro where you can actually have a credit card form on your site and you can check out that way. And then we'll have the option of just filling out a form or going check out via PayPal. It's the same charge. The only difference is that you're going to be able to do manual payments or swiping in real life, or you can actually have the form on your site and you'll have to pay $30 a month for the pro. Now, PayPal does offer some discounts as your volume goes up. So it can go down as low as 2.2%. from 2.9 to 2.2, depending on your volume. And they're not really, you know, descriptive about how much volume you have to have. I think that's something you can negotiate with somebody at PayPal. Now, I have to say PayPal is tried and true and people use it a lot, but there are people that do not like using PayPal. They feel like PayPal does sometimes have some strange reasons why they can freeze your account. For example, you can have a lot of sales all of a sudden where you're PayPal account gets flooded with charges and they flag it. That's just abnormal. And until they verify your account through a long process, they will not unfreeze those funds. Now, this may be a problem for you, obviously, because you have cash flow. You maybe need those funds to process the order. And, you know, there's a ways to kind of avoid that by like contacting PayPal before you have like a big sale or some kind of influx. But sometimes it happens without you noticing. Sometimes a publication might pick up your business or your website and publish an article about it without letting you know, and all of a sudden you get all this traffic to your website and a whole bunch of sales. So just keep that in mind that PayPal's a little bit finicky. They're a little overprotective about stuff like that. Some people like that because it's, you know, security, but some people find it a little bit annoying. So just keep that in mind. Now, I've used PayPal in the past. We've used it with some products before. Sometimes our customers prefer using PayPal. They feel like it's secure. So we have an option for people to pay by PayPal, and we do this like kind of case by case, but it's not our main choice or our payment processor of choice. All right, so that's PayPal. Another payment processor is called Braintree, and Braintree just got acquired by PayPal recently. Now, Braintree is doing something very interesting where they charge the same rate, 2.9 plus 30 cents, but they're actually encouraging people that have large businesses that are having large volume sales to join them because they'll cover all your charges for the first $50,000. For the first $50,000 of charges, you'll have no charge fee. You'll have no 2.9 or 30 cents if you sign up with them. And then after that, it'll be 2.9 and 30 cents. So they're kind of encouraging larger businesses to join them. So that may be an option for you if you think you're going to have that kind of volume sometime in the beginning of your business and you feel like it will help you save some money at the start. The next option we want to cover is Stripe. Now, I absolutely love Stripe, and we use Stripe for the $100 MBA. Stripe is an up-and-coming payment processor out of the UK. Now, their rates are a bit lower than PayPal. So instead of 2.9 plus 30 cents, they charge 2.4% plus 20 pence, which comes out to around 30 cents in US dollars. Now, the beauty of Stripe is that there's no monthly fee, and there's no hidden fees. You just pay when the transaction happens. When you get an actual sale, you'll get charged 2.4 plus 20 pence. There's also no refund cost, which means that if you have to process a refund for a customer, Stripe doesn't actually keep the 2.4 and 20 pence from the original charge. It actually gives it to you back, which is pretty amazing. So you feel like you can offer returns and refunds on your website and feel like it's pain-free. You're not gonna get charged anything. Now, there is one downfall to Stripe, and that's you have to be a bit of a techie to be able to install it on your website. Now, if you have a membership plugin or a plugin on WordPress, there are ways to just easily do it with a plugin, and you can just integrate your Stripe account by following the directions. It's not so hard. If you know your way around the internet and know how to use a computer, then you can follow the directions. It's pretty easy. And if you contact Stripe, they're very helpful. The customer support is great. But it's not as easy as what PayPal is, embedding a button and it's nice and easy. Stripe is a little bit more complicated. You have to be a little bit more tech savvy to install on your website. But again, this is a one-time thing, installing it on your website. You can hire somebody to do that if you want. You know, pay them one time and it's up. And you could be saving all this money all around and have a better payment processor. Now, I'm not saying Stripe is the absolute best regardless of what your situation is, but we like Stripe for a membership website. we use a plugin called Paid Memberships Pro, which runs our membership site, and it integrates very well with Stripe. The next payment processor we really like is Gumroad. Gumroad is great if you're selling any kind of soft product, like an ebook, like a bunch of videos that people are gonna actually, you know, download and consume, software. It's fantastic because it actually does the delivery too. So people buy using Gumroad, and then Gumroad will deliver the actual file to them automatically. Gumroad's a little expensive. It's 5% plus 25 cents per transaction, but they do take care of delivery, which you have to kind of factor in the cost. But with Gumroad, there is no monthly fee, and you only have to pay when you actually make money, when you actually have a sale. We love the way Gumroad looks and integrates on your website. It's very easy to use and very easy to embed on your website. It's easier than PayPal, actually. And we've used them with a few products we sold, and we really like Gumroad, and we love the interface that they use to sell products. So check them out if you're selling any kind of soft product, like an ebook or software, anything like that. The last one I want to mention, and it's more out of respect, and that's Authorize.net. I've never used Authorize.net, but it's like the grandfather. They were there before PayPal, and they're not cheap. They're quite expensive. You could check them out, but a lot of people like going with them, especially if they have high volume sales, because they're kind of tried and true, and people know them, and they're very reliable. But they're kind of old school. They're not that easy to use, but check them out. Because, you know, I don't want to completely not mention them because they've been around longer than the others that we talked about today. All right, guys, to sum up, we've given you some options. Take a look at which one's best for you. Make a choice and move forward. You can always change it later on. It's not, you know, the end of the world to kind of change your payment processor. We've done it in the past, and it's not such a big deal. It's a little bit of work, but you can get over it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA. We love the support. We love the reviews. If you haven't had a chance to drop us an iTunes rating and review, we'd really appreciate it if you did. It really helps other people benefit from the show as well. You can learn how to drop us an iTunes rating and review at 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Light Skin Rough Dude. Short and sweet, 5 stars, very concise but important information. Perfect for the busy listener. I do tend to let them build up and listen to a group at once. Thanks, Light Skin Rough Dude. Awesome review. If you want to help make the $100 MBA show a better show, you can complete a short anonymous survey. It will take you no more than 5 minutes to complete, and listeners who complete the survey will enter an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Of course, we promise we'd never share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/MBA. That's podsurvey.com/MBA to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks. Guys, I want to leave you with this. I purposely chose only a few payment processors that we recommended for you to take a look at because I don't want you to take too much time dwelling and thinking and analyzing which one is best for you. Just take a look at your options, see which is the best fit for your website, for your business, and move forward. They all accept payments. They all will eventually put money in your bank account. And you just need to focus on your craft, on your product, on serving your audience, on making sales, on promoting yourself, and making sure you're adding value to others. Make a decision, implement, and move forward. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.